Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Play it, Clarence! Santa Claus is coming
Clarence
to town!
Clarence
Clemens! Take me! 5, 6, 8, 5. God. 1 is bad. 10 is
play
dead.
It again, Jake, start it over.
Song of the day: Santa Claus is coming to town. Bruce Springsteen, 1975.
Oh God. What is that?
What year? 4, 6, 4, 5, 6, 8, 5. 1 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating in the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song.
That was
of the day.
75.
Yeah. So first time you ever recorded.
There's only one score for that.
Yeah, that's just like,
that's come on.
10 plus, yeah. Plus.
So high energy.
Clarence Clemens.
Did you hear Clarence?
Oh, when he break. Oh, I mean, CC. Oh.
And the ho-ho is really
the
good.
The ho-ho is really good. Ho-ho.
You nailed it.
Dude, play it again, Jake.
I wish I could.
No, you better not. We'll get sued by the boss.
Probably. By the boss.
The boss. He wouldn't mind. We did Christmas. If we called Springsteen, hey, listen, we're gonna play your song twice.
He'd be fine.
I think he'd be understandable. We're a sports show in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You'd like it.
Yeah, he would like that a lot.
He has an album.
Could you imagine
Nebraska.
going to a Bruce Springsteen concert about this time and that song, and he sang that song?
How happy would that be?
How happy would you be?
I've had a Springsteen
50 years ago.
I've had a Springsteen reawakening, so this is really apt. Yeah. Anyway, 10, right?
10, 10, 10.
Oh,
yeah.
He nails that.
How about the fact that
you get that good?
How about the fact that you knew that song so well, but it didn't come up in the the songs earlier? That
there, should have.
But there's so many of them. I mean, there's like 30 songs you could pick from.
Yeah, you could.
We get more next week.
You could play Chuck Berry.
That is likely coming up at some point.
We should just do
week.
Nothing but Christmas songs. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Hey, wow. Rudy.
Rudy's
last day, by the way.
Rudy's last day.
I think he's going to like it.
This is high energy, Rudy.
901.
No.
Oh, he says, I am a Christmas fan, but Christmas music hater.
That's
5-1.
Okay, Rudy.
I don't think it is okay, Rudy. No.
What the hell,
I don't think
man?
It is.
No, Bill, it's
no.
Not. Now, this is, I want to be clear on something with Rudy. This is, we're not having tearful goodbyes because Rudy is not leaving the ticket.
No. Yeah.
He's
going to show.
He's just leaving the
show. He's got batting practice every morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to sleep in a little bit more.
No. He's got batting practice.
He's going to be up. Fielding balls and stuff.
Yes.
They work out in the indoors, but he says it's really cold in there because there's windows broken. Can we get something done about that, Bill?
At Wesleyan?
At Wesleyan.
Bill? Windows
Who's
broken?
Breaking the windows?
Where's this at? Rudy, are you sure? Are you sure not like at some other, like some warehouse you're not supposed to be in?
Anywho,
yeah.
Rudy's not leaving us. He's just leaving the show.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, some scores here. Les and Lincoln, 7-1. John, 8-5. Chet says Springsteen sucks. 1.
What?
Okay.
Easy now.
Marcus, 4-1. Bill and Bennett, 8-9-5. Gavin and Pender, 9. Lyle Gavin. And Omaha, 9. White Sharpie, 9-3. Jane and Wahoo, 9-8. Big B, 10. Leroy. Leroy.
What's he say?
Says 2 with a comment. One of the worst Christmas songs there is. Really?
That one? I don't know if I... Did you see the energy that came into our room immediately?
Did you see Clarence Clemens in here?
CC!
I saw your saxophone. You both were playing
sax.
How could you not?
That was a part. Right when the song started, I go, where do you hear the sax?
Yep.
Wait till they clue in the sax.
And we got there. Tige, 9-2. Sandy and Beaver Crossing, 9-9. We got a Friday banger.
Banger.
Jennifer, 8-5. Hubby, 8-6.
Whoa. How about that? Hubby this never
above.
Happened.
Hubby
8-5,
went above.
8-6. 75. This would have been, they would have been listening to this as in high school. Imagine that.
Let's see. Oh, no. Springsteen, 0.5 from Bergie.
There's some anti-Springsteen sentiment out there right now. You notice
that? Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Apparently so. Sanderson says, go away, Bruce. Chris in Sicily says that's a 10.
Whoa. See, wow. Polarizing.
Yeah. Tater, 9.45. Who are Clemens? One! The boss sucks, he says.
Hey,
the boss
polarizing.
This isn't about the song. This is personal. This is personal.
Non-music stuff aside, look at music. How would you rate the song breakers here? Come on.
Interesting.
Song of the day was once again Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Bruce Springsteen, 1975.
How about that? We got some Bosk with some pushback. How do you push back on that song?
On him, sure. Know. But the song? Really? I don't get it. Okay. It is time to age gracefully. Sponsored by our friends at Tread Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires.
Preston.
Just south of Cortland Highway 77.
This is Ron Preston.
Ron Preston. He's doing a Christmas special today, 25% off all tires. Mention the ticket. It's his Christmas gift. It's today only.
Call him up.
Yeah. Ron Preston.
At Treads Central Tire Pros.
Portland.
You can't miss it. It's just out.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Cortland on the east side of the road, it's massive.
It's Christmas tires.
Massive building.
It's Christmas tires. It's a plethora of rubber.
Like all kinds of tires?
All kinds.
Yes, everything.
Want lawnmower? Got them.
I got a question. What if, would they have tires to fit a go-kart?
Yes.
Of course.
Preston, Ron, are you kidding me? The athletic one? Oh.
Tractor tires. Every
combine,
tire.
Combine.
Combine. Any type of car.
Caterpillar. Car. Yeah, that anything you need.
Just normal truck tires. You wonder about motorcycle tires. I imagine they have them.
Oh, they got them by the dozen.
Kawasaki 125.
Just
whip it right into the school.
And park it in the where we used to do the varnish and anything like that. The finish room.
You've had a charmed life, my friend.
It was a charmed life.
It was.
You live in a town, you could ride a motorcycle or a mini bike to school, and no one really said anything about it. Like that. Then I would drive it out to where the sewer pond was at, and I'd look for ducks on it. I'd drive out there and look. I'd come back from there. Sometimes, and if I came back and I told my dad, "Hey, there's a flock of mallards on the pond," he'd be like, "Going, just miss first period. Go home and get your gun and go and so I'd shoot a couple ducks." Come back. I'd miss choir.
Did you take the gun on the motorcycle?
Yeah. I had a harness built for it on the side of my mini bike, on my motorcycle, my Kawasaki, and I'd drive that. Yeah, and I would drive it along like the
amazing.
I would drive it around the dredge, which is like the a branch of the Logan River, and look for ducks on it. I would just drive my motorcycle. And if I got to a fence, I'd just lay it down and pull it through.
My guess is there was no helmet involved.
There was no, not even considered a helmet. Your parents wouldn't even consider a helmet at any time. Why would you wear a helmet on a motorcycle? Idiot.
I used to ride my dad's with sandals on.
So, I mean, it's different sandals, time. No shirt, no helmet. Yeah, time. Better times.
It's a different time for sure. All right, we're aging gracefully, and we're going to take it more seriously today. Because, I mean, I think...
I didn't know we were going serious.
Okay. I don't believe you.
We need to help people. I did run into a family, a little family at the Cheesecake Factory last night. A mom with her sons, Amal and Juan. Mom only carries one photo, though, because once you've met Juan, you've seen them all.
The delivery is just nailed it. I mean, come on. It's perfect. Got me mid-drink of coffee. I about spit it out.
Give me the. It was well done. The delivery, the setup was perfect.
I'm
so sorry. I apologize to Ron. Can I just formally apologize to Ron? Like,
and this was at the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. Where we saw Juan and
young mom. She only has one picture.
Once you've seen Juan,
you've seen them all.
Sixth grade simple.
I'll try to break out sixth grade simple later, okay? What did the fish say when he hit his head?
What?
Damn! I'm sorry, Ron. Just let us do one more time, like next week.
I'll try to do better. Cancel, Ron. Don't cancel.
Don't cancel.
The people from Lions, I'll talk to them. I get up to Lions a lot.
Can you please smooth it out?
I will smooth it out of Lions. I'll let them know what's going on.
Get more.
Oh, I got a kind of a... I've always liked this one. This was just... This has nothing to do with aging gracefully, but a thief enters a house at night. I've always liked this joke. Intending on robbing the entire place. In the dark, he starts hearing, Jesus is watching you. Jesus is watching you. He panics, and he looks around for the source of the whisper, and he finds a parrot in a cage and with the name Moses pinned on it. Relieved, he says, who's the idiot who named a parrot Moses? And the parrot answers, the same idiot that named the pit bull Jesus. All right, that's got to be enough.
No, I like it. It makes me laugh every time.
Aging gracefully. What kind of physician is Dr. Pepper?
Don't know.
A physician.
Okay, we good.
Hang on.
You're so good. You're so good. Yeah. Why would you not walk away on
Juan and Amal?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
All right. Yeah, aging gracefully. We'll do it serious next week. I'll come up with something.
We're not here next week. No show next Friday.
No, seriously?
No show next Friday.
Oh, we're not doing the show.
And we're off Thursday, Friday next week. Christmas Day and
we'll be rerunning a Royals game. Royals, yes, Orioles.
From mid-May.
From June.
It's a Royals loss.
It's a Royals loss. 1-0, too. This girl will be 1-0.
Hey, the pitcher's duel, man. It was great.
Unbelievable.
Really fun.
Didn't score. Didn't get a guy past second.
Thanks, Ron Preston. Yes. I appreciate it.
That is the aging gracefully with our joke man, Steve Sipple. Sponsored by Trans Central Tire Pros. Hour 2 next with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports.
Next, on
Early Break on the Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.